This is Pancake Radio.
Yeah. You already know what time it is. It's that official time. When we take this worldwide. So now it's time to turn it up. Surf the radio waves as we begin to burn it up. We all up in your area like landscape. Definitely bringing you the power slamming pancakes. It's the mandate that you tune in. It's time to move out so we can move in. And recognize that this is no illusion. I'm here to clear the air so that there is no confusion. It all started off in the book of Genesis, when Jacob was wrestling with who he thought was his nemesis. And when the man saw he couldn't overpower him, he touched his hip but he really could have devoured him. And from that point then we hear a name change. Rearrange the game so now we gotta change. So I'm here to let you know it's time to listen to the Pancake and Power Slam show. Let's go!
And Power Slams. Your wonderful Raw correspondent, Derek, here to tell you all the good news about Raw. We do have some difficulties tonight, so the show will be a little bit brief, but not to worry. We're still here. Anyway, I'd like to start off with Brock and Miz. Brock Lesnar coming back. What's he trying to prove? He's along with Paul Heyman. Obviously, but that kind of makes me wonder about Paul Heyman. Does he have this whole stable of people that he's undermined and that he's in charge of outside of Vince McMahon? How's that going to play out? What's going to go on as that? How can that be possible? So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's kind of interesting. Is the Shield in on it? CM Punk, obviously, is he in on it? We'll find all that out soon, hopefully. And I don't really want to see Kane and Bryant break up. That would not be a good thing. And as far as far as all that goes. However, it will end up being a bit of a surprise. But other than that, I'm not on special assignment tonight. And what we're trying to do is we want to, here on Pancakes and Power Slams, can we ever relive the glory days of wrestling? As far as, you know, what was your glory days of wrestling? And can we ever relive that? We've kind of been in what's called a John Cena era lately. It's getting kind of old and stale. But wrestling goes up and goes down. But hopefully tonight we've got some special people calling in to check in with us, see what's going on in the world of professional wrestling, and what their opinion is about as far as reliving the glory days. If we want to shoot back to Monday Night Raw for a second, obviously the best match was Y2J and CM Punk. It was absolutely awesome. The outcome, yeah, I'm a Y2J fan all the way. However, you know, CM Punk, he put in some good punches. It was an awesome match. Y2J can obviously make anybody look good. So I'll keep it at that. Again, please call in with your comments. I'm willing to get criticized, whatever you want to do to me tonight. But this is a special night on Pancakes and Power Slams. And we just want everyone to get together, listen, and please call in, get in the chat room, see what we can get going on. Soon we'll get some more callers in. How about that? And there's a few things I want to say about, you know, they've been about the Hall of Fame ceremonies coming up on the before WrestleMania. And, you know, the thing is about the legendary Bruno Sammartino. Bruno Sammartino, not to age myself, but he was kind of before my time. However, I think I was in fourth grade. I used to buy PWI magazines, and one of the issues I got was the top 20, the first 25 years of Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine. It started, I believe, publication in 1966, going on to today. It's a phenomenal, all you can ever want to know about wrestling, current, or whatever. But 70% of that particular issue was nothing but Bruno Sammartino, and I read about it, and with the luck of YouTube and everything, I'm able to actually see the matches, see some of his interviews, his a lot of his shoots, and everything I've ever known about Bruno Sammartino, other than being the living legend, is Bruno Sammartino hated the WWE. He hated the WWF after he retired in the mid-80s. I think it was around WrestleMania 1 or 2. He just he despised the business. He wanted nothing to do with it. He always talked bad about it. And what's his take on being inducted? I read something where Triple H talked to him and said, hey, you know, everyone loves you. This is different now. It's not what it was. And is Bruno Sammartino totally turning on everything that he said about, you know, hating wrestling? I love Bruno Sammartino as far as the living legend and everything, but you know, how is he taking this? Is it going to be taken seriously? But what's the deal with that? But I think we have a caller here, so let's bring him on the air. Tell us where you're from and your name. Thank you.
You're funny, Derek. How are you,
yeah,
sir?
I am doing wonderful. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you, everybody, for listening. The roles are a little bit reversed. Derek's doing a great job. I'm out on assignment, doing some work, getting ready for the special guest wrestler that we have on the show next week. Just a brief recap, I did want to get on the line and let you guys know everything. I think that Ryback and Antonio Cesaro, I don't understand why Cesaro, both of the mid-card champions are losing clean. I really don't understand the point of that. They've been building Cesaro pretty good, and for him to lose to Ryback clean and for Wade Barrett to lose to Randy Orton clean just really takes away the prestige of the mid-card championships that was done. The via satellite Big Show leading up to the hotel, that was just long and exhausting. Swagger's Raw return, he was on SmackDown. He just looks really out of shape. I don't see much going on with him at all. They just brought him back as a more aggressive heel. Still the same music, but he has a beard and he doesn't have the beaver cleaver look anymore. So I mean, and he's out of shape. So I really don't see much going on with Jack Swagger, other than an Elimination Chamber spot and then jobbing to the main eventers again. Conversely, though, Mark Henry's return was spectacular. Very good place to put him, beating up Sin Cara and Mysterio. Very good job on that. The Booker T mess up in the beginning. He didn't even know who he was. Everybody knows that Booker T is one of my favorites, but as a managing supervisor, that was really, really funny. He didn't know. He's been doing this for 25 years, and for him to make that type of mess up was quite funny and spontaneous. Kane and Daniel Bryan, the breakup is pretty apparent. The problem with that is I really hope that it didn't lead to a WrestleMania match for them to be feuding to lead them to get to a tag team, and then for them to break up the feud again is just really dumb to me. Miz TV segment, Brock Lesnar coming back, was a good segment. I liked it. And I was actually talking to a colleague yesterday. Miz and Lesnar, I've been really pondering about that in my head, and I actually wouldn't be opposed to it. As much as Miz would be an underdog, it would really get him solidified as a good main event style babyface. I actually may like that more than Triple H, especially with Triple H's short hair. I think that the Maddox segment, the Shield segment, the Maddox part of it was dumb, I guess they had this build Cena, Ryback, and Sheamus, and make the Shield look intimidated like they haven't already looked intimidated with their redundant attacks over the weeks. San Martino's following the Hall of Fame. Good call for Triple H on that. You know, he's been a good businessman. San Martino's been denying it for so long, and for Triple H to get the rub on, you know, really getting him to change his mind after all these years, that's a huge deal and a good sign for Triple H. And then finally, CM Punk, Chris Jericho, one word described that match, poetic. That was the best match of the year, probably the best match of Raw in the past 2 or 3 years. That match was absolutely amazing. I enjoyed it very much. Of course, I wasn't happy that Jericho took the clean fall. However, he's just so selfless. He's a man's man, and he never minds going over, you know, some people going over on him. So it didn't surprise me when Punk went over on Jericho. But, I mean, he got a series of tweets. I actually covered wrote an article about it on WrestlingGeek.com. So thank you all. Derek's doing an amazing job. Thank you, sir. Crave Wrestling, Pancakes, and Power Slams. I'm on assignment. Stay tuned next week, CraveWrestling@gmail.com. For any emails, Crave Wrestling on Facebook. Like Crave Wrestling on Twitter. Check me out. Back to you, Derek.
Hey, thanks a lot. Always good to hear from the man, Chris, the host of Pancakes and Power Shows, Power Slams, but he's letting me fill in tonight, so wonderful. I'm very honored. As he brought up Mark Henry coming back, that was a good thing. I always liked Mark Henry, all back from the days of the Nation of Domination. He's always kind of been a bit of a staple, kind of a jobber, but either way, he could always have a good run, and they could have a lot of fun with that. So, you know, going back to Chris Jericho and CM Punk, I totally agree with that. I mean, that was such a phenomenal match. It came out of nowhere. It was speechless. And again, Chris Jericho, Y2J, can make anybody look good. And that's why he's so successful, and that's why he's Y2J. So, again, bringing up things about the Shield. And with Paul Heyman, I guess I'm kind of intrigued a lot by that. Still not totally out in the open, but, you know, maybe he could be forming some type of stable, some type of NWO, you know, I don't want to go that route. But, again, anything's possible. Wrestling's kind of picking up. It's a little exciting. We still don't know what the WrestleMania is going to be. We have to go through the Elimination Chamber. Is The Rock still going to be the champion after that? Who's going to be champion? And, you know, if we have a recap WrestleMania last year of The Rock and John Cena, I mean, last year WrestleMania, the whole hype was once in a lifetime, you know. So that kind of defeats that purpose. However, of course, Undertaker and Triple H stole the show for the most part. But, again, that just kind of waters that down. Ryback, yeah, I mean, he's jobbing to everybody. He looked kind of good last night when they had him come out with Orton. And I think I've said before that they're trying to make kind of look like the Avengers against the Shield, or So, you know, we'll see what goes on with that. Again, tons of great wrestling. Going back to the Hall of Fame, everybody likes to see, you know, Mick Foley, one of the true legends, icons of the wrestling industry. And you got Trish Stratus. She's awesome. Trish the Dish. Everybody remembers her. She was an awesome athlete. You don't have divas like that anymore. I mean, she was just as great as anything else could be. So, again, we're almost out of time. Just want to thank everybody again for listening to me tonight for the most part. The true host, Chris Featherstone, called in tonight, gave his opinions, and, of course, they're always very respected and appreciated. But Hall of Fame, Bruno Sammartino, I'm happy about that. Is he happy about it? Who knows? We'll find out in the coming weeks, but I think it'll be something interesting if he actually shows up and appreciates the honor. So everybody in the wrestling world, please stay tuned. Pancakes, Power Slams. It is the show for wrestling. Please do everything you can. Hey, we're here for you. If you're a wrestling fan, then more power to you. We got to stick together, keep wrestling going great. And again, flavor of the week. Can we ever rebuild the wrestling glory days? My name is Derek, the Raw correspondent. I'm out. On behalf of Chris Featherstone, good night. God bless.